U.S. air travel is down about 75% right now compared to this time last year, as many people avoid air travel during the pandemic. Some are instead opting for a good old-fashioned road trip. RV sales and rentals are about three times what they were last summer. Joining us now for a look at how to road trip safely this summer is George Stone, executive editor of the Travel Desk at National Geographic. George, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, are you hearing about a lot of people making that decision to take a road trip when maybe they wouldn't have before?
That's right. I mean, some reports are indicating that about half of Americans are still planning to take their vacations this summer, are still planning an overnight somewhere, whether it's for a holiday or to see a family.
And is it possible to do that safely right now in the age of coronavirus?
It's possible. It's not advised. And so we caution that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises not to take trips, but there are ways to do it safer, and we've reported on this. Social distancing, mask wearing, the standards are always the most important, but also, you know, where you stay. The precautions that are in place at a hotel, for instance, what you want to look for is, are the staff protected? Because travel is not just about what you're exposed to, but what you could expose other people to. So that's a good indication of the management of a hotel and how safe that is. You, of course, want to wipe down surfaces. You want to air out rooms. But a lot of people are traveling by plane. And a curious factor of an airport is that it's probably less safe when you're on the ground, when you're navigating your way through an airport, than it is on an airplane. And when you are on a plane, you should choose a seat that is next to a window and as far from the bathroom as possible.
Well, that's always what I like to do anyway when I get on a plane.
Is next that's
to the
right.
As far from the bathroom as possible. What about people, though, who are on the road? And obviously, there are a lot of people who are traveling in RVs as well, which takes out the part of it where you'd have to stay in a hotel or stay in an Airbnb. But if travelers are getting out on the roads, what would you suggest? What are some places that they can do that would be a good little road trip that wouldn't maybe require so many nights in a hotel?
Sure. We've done a ton of reporting on national parks and state parks. And some parks have seen a surge of visitation this summer, and that's something to look out for. Yellowstone and Grand Teton at the gateway of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, seen real surges in visitation. So is Indiana Dunes National Park, a new national park, which is on Lake Michigan. But there are other popular parks like Utah's Big Five, including Zion and Arches National Park. Those are seen lower than average. So you want to do a little bit of internet research. You want to see if you can discover what the level of visitation is at parks. And of course, if you're camping, you need to do planning ahead anyway to reserve your camping space. And while you're there, to maintain a safe distance from others. And then when you're provisioning, when you're going into town, you know, you want to be as careful about your own health as you are about exposing local people to any pathogens that you bring in.
Is it possible, do you think, given all of the concerns that exist right now, to have a good time on the road?
Well, travel is a state of mind. So I suppose, yes, I have to say yes, but you could have a good time much closer to home. And that really is the best advice this summer. You know, some people are very strong about feeling that Americans should stay at home this summer so that we can have a safer future of travel. And they really are taking quite literally advice regarding the transmission of COVID. And, you know, they're strongly feeling that people should stay at home. But as I said, you know, half of Americans do seem to need to get out and about. So the most important thing is to do it safely and also to recognize that you are putting other people in a potentially dangerous situation by bringing in a possible or potential infection. So there is an ethical consideration about travel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that's a buzzkill for people and it reduces their pleasure, that's one more reason to stay home and play it safe.
Yeah, I have not left the state of Massachusetts in many months now. And right now, that's fine because the weather's gorgeous at the moment and our coronavirus case numbers are pretty low right now comparatively. But I will say I'm a little jealous when I see friends that are, you know, out in their RV at a national park somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, FOMO is real. FOMO is almost as real as coronavirus. And I think it's hitting people hard this summer. But there really are some fantastic things you can do that are closer to home, driving out. I'm in North Carolina right now, driving on the Blue Ridge Parkway is a beautiful thing to do. When you see, you know, an area that isn't crowded with other people, I do think you should pull over and enjoy it. But you should just know this is not the summer for great leaps and bounds in travel. This is a summer to take care of yourself and take care of the communities that you would have to encounter if you were driving around.
That's George Stone, National Geographic Executive Editor at the Travel Desk. George, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And let's turn now to someone who is actually on a road trip as we speak. 20-year-old Kayla Gilchrist has been on the road for almost a month now. She joins us from Sedona, Arizona. Hello and welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, and you're in Sedona now, but you started a few weeks ago in Miami, Florida. What sparked your decision to start this long and beautiful road trip?
Yeah, so initially we just wanted to see the Grand Canyon. And we knew since the coronavirus was going on, there might be a big risk taking an airplane flight, so we decided to drive there. And then we figured if we're taking such a long drive, we might as well make it a road trip.
Well, and you say you were worried about flying because of safety. What about staying in different places along the way? How have you been able to do that safely?
So when we come in, we kind of trust that the staff, you know, did the correct coronavirus procedures to clean, and we also do a little bit of cleaning ourselves. But half of the trip has been camping in the forest, different national parks. So we've been kind of staying safe that way. And it's a little bit more at risk when we go to Airbnbs and hotels.
And when you go to an Airbnb, give me a sense of what that's like.
When we go in, we usually just get something small with one bed. Maybe it'll have a kitchen, ideally, and hopefully a laundry so we can wash our clothes since we've been on the road for so long.
And are there other people there, or is it just a place that you have all to yourself?
No, so it'll usually be like a guest house. But one time we did stay in a hostel that had a couple other rooms with other people there, and we had to share a bathroom and share laundry, share a kitchen.
And are you wearing masks all the time?
Unfortunately, no, not all the time, because it kind of varies city by city. And so I noticed that some cities are really heavy on masks, and then another city will walk into a gas station and no one would be wearing a mask, you know? So it's kind of like, you kind of play it by ear.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten anywhere along the way that just feels really weird because of the pandemic and doesn't feel like a normal place right now?
I think Arizona right now, it's kind of, coronavirus is pretty bad. So there's a lot less people around. And so it's kind of like deserted in some areas when we go out to eat or when we go to the store to get food. And a lot of people are wearing double masks, I've seen.
And you've been able to stay safe? You haven't gotten sick along the way?
No, not at all.
Are you worried that you might be, you know, an asymptomatic carrier transmitting the virus to people that you see as you go?
Well, no, I don't think I would be a carrier of the virus. I stay pretty healthy. We've been taking a lot of immunity shots and drinking a lot of water and eating a lot of veggies. So I hope not.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about what you've seen on your trip. Where have you stopped along the way from Miami to Sedona?
So our first stop was in Texas, and then we went to New Mexico. Then we went up to Colorado, Utah, and now we're in Arizona. And then next today we're actually going to California.
Uh-huh. And what's been the best spot along the way?
So far, I really love this national park called Coconino because it has a lava flow crater, and it's amazing. It's basically, 1,000 years ago, a volcano blew up for miles, and now all you see is the magma rocks, and it's great.
So you're heading to California. How long are you going to continue this trip?
We're not sure. At least 2 more weeks. We're kind of loosely planning it. So I know today we're leaving for LA, and we'll be there for a week. And then after that, we're going to San Diego. And I'm not sure how long we'll be there. And then on the drive back to Miami, we're going to make a few more stops just to, you know, split up the duration of the drive.
Now, you're doing this in the summer. Are you going to have to go back to school in the fall?
I'm not sure yet. I did a program at the University of Miami that I graduated from last year, and I did start taking, that wasn't actually like a degree program. It was more like a certification for computer science. And I did take a couple of regular classes for a degree, but I've been on a break for, you know, over a year. It's kind of my extended gap year. So I'm actually just working at a tech startup right now.
So the Great American Road Trip is kind of a rite of passage for young Americans. You're 20 years old. What has this trip meant to you so far?
So far, this trip has shown me what the world has to offer, and I really see a lot of magic in it. You know, growing up, I've been on technology all my life and just seen Instagram and YouTube, and going outside for such a long duration of time, it's mind expanding, you know? Mm-hmm. I never seen these mountains, these type of trees. Just getting out of Miami is life changing, and I feel like I'm growing a lot.
That is Kayla Gilchrist, who is on a road trip like many Americans this summer who don't want to fly. Kayla, thank you and good luck, and stay safe and make sure you keep everyone else safe that you're seeing along the way.
All righty. Thank you. Stay safe too.